We are all very clever, very smart, a bunch of brainiacs. All who listen to this station have a strong opinion of what's happening in this world, country, community, our families, and local radio. We have reactions, observations, judgments, caveats, and solutions. Our minds are busy constantly interpreting, translating, imagining, and expressing ideas to find a way to resolve conflict, understand problems, and relationships. We also have a survival mechanism known as rationalization, one that can help us explain the inexplicable behavior of institutions, political and social. We keep a stiff upper lip and carry on. Even though we expect actual change from the previous commander-in-chief, we accept the fact that Barack Obama walked into a land of quicksand and he still got his head held high. We realize that these multiple crises are vast and complicated, and we give him grace chips, yet wait, even if impatiently, for him to do something that gives us all a sigh of relief. So far, nothing real tangible. We still have warrantless wiretapping, the Patriot Act, prisoners being tortured at Guantanamo, the same amount of troops in Iraq, although they've been relocated, and we've escalated in Afghanistan. Why, just this weekend, 6 American troops were killed in combat, not to mention loads of Afghanis, Pakistanis, and Iraqis, a coup in Honduras, peace activists trying to bring aid into Gaza kidnapped by Israelis, violent and bloody crackdowns in Iran and China, and North Korea keeps playing dangerous war games. Starvation is rampant, too much sun and not enough rain. Right here at home, we are losing 500,000 jobs a month. Foreclosures still abound. People are sick and uninsured. But on the bright side, there are poetry slams and an organic garden at the White House. Most of the folks I talk to are stalwart and prepared to endure the hardships of the economy and ongoing health issues. We have no choice but to bear down and push. The elimination of dental coverage for Medi-Cal has surely affected our family. For some reason, 5 of us are having extensive tooth troubles. We have to use our dwindling resources to preserve our teeth. We are lucky enough to be able to afford this, even though it's stressful, but I know many who will forego treatments and suffer quietly and pass on the guacamole and chips. I myself have been struggling with a certain tooth for 3 months. It hurts. I can say confidently that that's one of the deepest truths of our global existence. It hurts. As hopeful and as optimistic as I am about the possibilities for this new administration, it still hurts. And they are telling us very emphatically that it's going to get worse before it gets better. Ouch. Without any further analysis, I can say that I experience a level of suffering right now that is epidemic. Although the view out my office window is beautiful, redwoods proud against the blue sky, calendula, borage, butterfly bushes in bloom, and I know from Pam Huntley's Audubon report that our birds are sick, sore throats. How terrible is that? I know that species are becoming extinct at an alarming rate. Bees, bats, bears, all threatened. It hurts. And whether our cognitive brain registers the emotional cost, we are all affected. Without rationalizing it away or arguing over the right thing to do, it makes me want to write the saddest song ever written, something we can all sing. The title of my song is Cry, and it goes like this. This is Sherry Glazer Love, KZYX and Z.